Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at the time when Quaker reformers tried to build a safer and more rehabilitative prison for female inmates. The day was October 8th, 1873. In response to the horrific treatment of female inmates at unisex prisons, the state of Indiana established the country's first prison just for women. Known as the Indiana Reformatory Institution for Women and Girls, the facility was also operated by women, including the superintendent and all lower-ranking officers. The idea of a prison exclusively for women began in the 1860s when a Quaker couple named Charles and Rhoda Coffin began a religious ministry in prisons across the country. During their travels, the couple was shocked by the loathsome conditions that prisoners were subjected to, especially women. They began to speak out about what they saw, and when the governor of Indiana caught wind of their reports, he requested that the Coffins investigate the conditions at prisons in Michigan City and Jeffersonville. Sadly, the Coffins found the female inmates at those institutions were treated just as shamefully. Women were forced to undress in front of male guards and prisoners, and sexual abuse and other forms of exploitation were rampant. In light of the Coffin's findings, the Indiana legislature established a new all-female prison and appointed Sarah Smith, a former Civil War nurse, as the founding superintendent. The 10-acre grounds of the prison included two departments. The first was a juvenile reformatory, which housed girls under the age of 15 who had been found guilty of, quote, incorrigible or vicious conduct. The second department was the penal section, which housed women and girls over the age of 15 who were convicted of all manner of criminal offenses. When the facility opened on October 8th, it received its first inmates, 17 women who had been transferred from the men's prison in Jeffersonville. The first woman to be processed was a mass murderer named Sally Hubbard, who had already served 15 years of her life sentence before being transferred. According to the Indianapolis Star, Hubbard was welcomed by the superintendent with a kiss on the forehead. She was then escorted to a white room, complete with curtains, a flowering plant, a Bible, and a book of hymns. The newspaper went on to say that, quote, "Under this kindness, Sally became a new creature, a trusted, devout, and helpful prisoner." The more humane conditions were certainly a welcome change from what the women had endured at Jeffersonville, and the women's prison in Indiana soon became a model for the country's growing prison reform movement. However, there's more to this story than meets the eye. After successfully lobbying for the all-women facility, Rhoda Coffin joined its first board of visitors, and eventually its board of managers. Together with Superintendent Sarah Smith, she helped develop a program that sought to align prisoners with the gender roles of the Victorian era. According to the prison's annual report from 1876, the goal was to train inmates to, quote, "occupy the position assigned to them by God, namely, as wives, mothers, and educators of children." To this end, the women were assigned tasks like washing, sewing, and house cleaning, or prison cleaning. From a modern perspective, this approach seems less focused on genuine reform than it was on getting women to conform to constrictive gender roles. Still, this new kind of prison was a marked improvement over the punishment-driven facilities of old. Or at least, that's been the accepted narrative for the last century. But in recent years, contemporary inmates at that same women's prison in Indiana have begun to question the feel-good story of the institution's benevolent founders. A few years back, a group of women incarcerated there set out to write a history of the prison's first 10 years, and gradually, a different picture came into focus. They combed through hundreds of documents from that period, including many that held up Rhoda Coffin and Sarah Smith as paragons of virtue. Smith, in particular, was praised for her patience and strong sense of right and wrong. But the more digging they did, the more cracks began to appear in that narrative. The first bombshell was the published report of an 1881 investigation into the mistreatment of prisoners under Sarah Smith's care. Several former prison employees testified to watching Smith assault inmates, with two claiming they had seen her, quote, "pull their hair and pound their heads against the wall." The testimony went on to accuse Smith of placing prisoners in solitary confinement, denying them food and medication, and even torturing them with a practice called dunking or waterboarding. It's important to note that Smith and the prison were later exonerated of these charges. But that official ruling doesn't convince the women who rediscovered this forgotten testimony. Having endured the systemic abuses of life in prison firsthand, they believe the inmates, nurses, and staff who reported this mistreatment all those years ago. It would be easier and less upsetting to think that the story of the first women's prison was one of clear-cut progress, that it was a milestone in history when correctional facilities finally began to focus less on inflicting punishment and more on preparing inmates for a second chance at life. But with the call for prison reform still as loud and vital today as ever, even those outside of prison walls should know that when something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.